Hey, guys. This is Two Guys Going Undercover here. Now, we can give the full title of the show, which is Two Guys Going Undercover at the Miami Rescue Mission Homeless Shelter. How do you feel to be here, Mr. Mike?
Oh, I'm all right. What can you say? It's like being any place else. You know, we're trying to make a show. Everything is the same. You just got to keep your eyes open. Because, you know, there's a lot of phonies going on, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of crazy people walking the street. A lot of crazy people walking the street looking for something to do. And, you know, a lot of them also go off at times, so you got to keep your eyes open. They just go off click, you know.
Click, at any given time.
You got to keep your eyes open.
There's so much weird non-conspiracies and conspiracies going on. He and I have known each other for a long, long time, and we got to give out a phone number here to get a hold of us here in the studio because we need the listeners to call in. And the studio line telephone number for radio station number one, my producer who's in the BBS radio studio right now will tell me if I'm giving out the right or the wrong number. The number is 1-888-627-6008. Mr. Producer, is that correct or incorrect? That's correct. Good. All right. Now, our text line telephone number to get us right now, to give us any comments, any questions you'd like to give us, 516-300-2468. Now, you noticed I told you I had a phone number that's like a psychic upglide in a phone number. What did you think about that when I told you about my phone number?
Oh, that's nothing unusual. You hear it all over the place. You know, there's people believe that, you know, also, there's a lot of superstitions going on over there, too. I believe that the psychic do work, which I do believe in that stuff, you know, and like I say, it's all also mentally.
Mental stuff,
it's
too.
Mental stuff also, so you got to watch out. You know, it's just things like attacks the brain every now and then, and you got to be careful of what you say and what you do, too, because this mental stuff here is also could get you in a real lot of trouble.
Okay. Now, but think about this, too. I talked to you about this. This is a T-Mobile phone. I did not ask T-Mobile for that phone number, yet they gave it to me, and it goes up in a psychic glide at the end, 2468. So, spiritually or technically, and you and I have been talking for months, what do you think was happening with the energy in the universe to give me that phone number?
Well, it could be mostly satanic. I believe it's mostly satanic. You know, with all the things going on today, you know, you can't. You got to put everything inside the basket. You can't say, "Well, this happens here by mistake." I don't believe it happened by mistake. I most believe it happened satanically, because a lot of stuff now, a lot of people and a lot of stuff looking for control now.
Okay.
See, you know, they, any way they can control you, you know, they'll try their best. Even a lot of these foreign companies, everything is looking for control. It's simply dominant. Everybody looking to be dominate something or dominate anybody. It's like any other business, you know. But they can, like I said, they come up with a new phone every year. They
right.
try to get you to buy a new phone every year. They want you to throw your phone at the end of the year.
Right.
So every year they come up with some sort of new style phone. They're putting as much as junk on these phones as you can.
Right.
They want a computer on the phone. They want to put a movie on the phone. They want the radio. They put everything on the phone.
Right.
So my goodness, what you better computer at home? What you have in the big screen television house? They're all on the phone now today. So like every year they come up with something new to keep you busy, keep your pocket empty. And at the end of the day, they come up with something else, another phone. So.
Well, what I told you about my phone bill here, it's $52 plus taxes and fees, comes out to $63.64. Now, here's a solution to do with the phones for the listening audience. And the listening audience, if you have a solution that's better than this, you give us a call at that studio line phone number at 1-888-627-6008 and or text us at 516-300-2468. So here's my solution. Now you tell me what you think about the solution, which I have been doing. I call up the tech department of my cell phone company 2 or 3 days before the bill is due. And I tell them I know the phones, and most phones are not running at the 4G speed. They're running at about the 1G speed. The texts, the phone calls, the emails are taking 8 to 12 seconds to go out. They should be taking 0.5 seconds to go out. So if I'm sounding non-depressed over the phone, they'll believe that I know that they know that I know that they know that I'm correct, and they'll give me a few dollars off the bill. Now, have you ever tried this technique with one of your bills to do with your cell phone, or what do you do?
No, I've really never tried that. See, something like that, you just got to wait for the outcome. Because what they're doing now, see, like I said, it could be a game, it could be a scam, it could be anything. You just got to sit down and, you know, and be patient and wait for the outcome. Because it, you know, it could be profitable, it could be unprofitable.
That's true, too.
So, like I say, you know, it's best to be patient and see the outcome, see how things are going to work out. Because you get, it's not good to jump, to be too quick to jump to conclusion. Because you never know what they have on in Dubai. You know, with the days, there's so much corruption around today. You don't know what's taking place. You know, like I said, it could be a trick. It could be something profitable, something unprofitable. It'd be just a way that trying to get more money out of you. So, you know, just sometimes, some things you just got to sit down and read, let it play it out. Let it play out.
Okay, so that's what you've done with your cell phone.
Yeah, you got to let it play out.
I've been looking at budgets for about 38 years, and I would like to let things play out, but the weight of inflation and non-inflation against my own budgets, I haven't been able to wait things out. I just can't. I can forecast inflationary pressures, and I'm usually correct when they happen and when they don't happen, too. But I can see your point there. Now, audience, I'm going to check the text line right now to see if anybody has texted us. Please text us, please. We want to hear from you. Okay, no text so far. We want you to be aware of the text line number again at 516-300-2468. Now, the show is brought to you by Detox Guaranteed. Now, what do I mean by Detox Guaranteed? Well, this company guarantees that once you use their detox product, your body will clean out and fast. Have you ever used a detox program?
No, I've never used a program yet. To me, it's almost like something new to me. I've used other programs. I've never used a program yet. I've never tested that one, so I can't really come to no conclusion yet. I haven't tested that program yet.
You haven't done any kidney or colon detoxing?
Oh, yeah, I've done that. I've done that. That stuff when you're talking about, that could be done old-fashioned, homemade. I've done it myself.
Cranberry and stuff? Garlic and what?
Yeah, cranberry is the best. I mean, you know, and cranberry and garlic and all that. I mean, that's like homemade, old-fashioned.
Okay.
That's most of the people out there choose that before they go to a lot of these new styles that come up with now. Like, a lot of people, you know, like old times, they choose the old-fashioned way of really cleaning the body
which
out.
Is what?
That's just cranberry. You can use
cranberry. Cranberry
is good.
Right.
Garlic is good.
Right.
All the stuff clean the blood zone. And clean, which is good for the body. They clean with no side effects.
No side effects
no
at all.
No side effects whatsoever. Once you use the natural source resources. You,
right.
Once you use the natural herbs and stuff like that to clean the body out, I mean, you come up with a good solution. I mean, you know, you don't have to worry about side effects, and you get good results.
Well, you got good white teeth, you know, so you must be doing something right with that, too. Now, this company I've been working with, as far as detoxing the body, they're guaranteeing they're not putting harsh chemicals or preservatives in this. And I've been looking at them as telling the truth. So the phone number for them is 1-866-490-3992. Repeat that, please. 1-866-490-3992. Now, the other sponsor for the show is called The Guaranteed Airline. Take a guess at what you think they're guaranteeing. Think strange. Think conspiracy, non-conspiracy.
They guarantee the safe trip, I'm sure.
What kind of safe trip? What are they guaranteeing about the plane?
Well, really, they guarantee it about no fault. No, you will have no problems. And when they get everything will be spick and span. And they guarantee that once you pay them and give them what you want, everything going to be extremely just what you're looking for and more.
All right.
And maybe some extra excitement.
All right. Here's what they're guaranteeing, that the plane is not going to fall out of the sky. That's what they're saying. So
I believe this. It's good. I believe them. I believe them. They're good. I believe them.
Okay.
And, of course, they guarantee safety.
Yes.
And they guarantee comfortness.
Yes.
I'm sure they're guaranteeing you'll be completely satisfied after it's all over with.
Right.
And, you know, you'll feel like, you know, you are fully served. You are satisfied to serve, and you are well confident.
Okay. Very good. Now, the telephone number for this guaranteed airline is 1-800-811-3471. Now I got to give out my contact information so you people can email us after the show is done. Gmail address is jjeff2954@gmail.com. We will spell that again because it can sound very confusing to the audience. We don't want you to confuse, just like South Park. J for Joyce, E for Edward, F for Frank, 2954 at gmail.com. Now, we got a little bit of heaviness going on right there with the non-conspiracy and the conspiracy. I got to talk about Pete Rose here, which is the strangest case of a non-conspiracy I've ever seen. Now, you're familiar with Pete Rose?
Yeah, that's about everybody.
Okay. Legendary baseball player who's been very strange his entire career. First of all, my sister looks at it like he's putting too much black hairspray on top of his hair. So it looks like he's trying to be some kind of a doll or a new age doll in the marketing of himself. Now, Pete Rose claims that the inventor of baseball invented baseball to destroy baseball. Now, does that sound strange?
Sounds extremely strange. I mean, come on. It's strange. Pete Rose sounds like he's in another world. Come on.
Okay.
Come down the hood, please.
Come down to earth. Here's what he's claiming. He says the inventor of baseball invented it as a round bat and a round ball. When the roundness of the round bat hits the roundness of the round ball, it's impossible to hit. So in other words, he's saying the person who invented baseball invented it to destroy the game. Now, here's where it goes all wrong for Pete Rose, and it's a conspiracy, which is a non-conspiracy. You're scientifically oriented, and so am I. When a round bat hits a round ball for 1/1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, balls take off of bats like 110, 115 miles per hour. So there is no conspiracy here. So in your mind, my host, Mike, what is Pete Rose talking about? Is he trying to get himself in trouble with the whole world, or is he just acting stupid? What do you think is going on?
What Pete Rose is doing is trying to come back in the spotlight and let people know he's still around.
It's a marketing ploy.
That's all. Because, I mean, look, he's a legendary.
Yes.
I mean, he had no problem hitting him. Look at all those hits he had.
But he's out of the Hall of Fame, and I think that's what he's angry at.
Right? Because why did you think about health? Because of his gambling?
Because of
his lifestyle. You see,
right.
What happened, he didn't have enough intelligence to protect his record and his legacy. You don't do things like that when you're a legend. You're a legend, you're going to the Hall of Fame and stuff like that. You got to do the things that they're going to put you in there.
Right.
When you get in there, it's a different story. Once you get in there, they can't take you out because you already do everything you had to get in there. Now, if you do anything that even if you could break the law, they ain't going to take you out of the Hall of Fame.
Right.
But in your time, you've done what they had to do to accomplish your achievements.
Right.
See, Pete Rose was just trying to let people know that he's still there. I know he's angry because they took him out and all that, but he do a lot of foolishness while he was creating his legend, you know what I mean? Right. He was out there gambling against his own team, betting against his own team. And the meantime, he had a record. He was on a roll one time. You know what I mean?
A big roll.
Yeah, and he's gambling at the same time.
Right.
I mean, the guy had to have been crazy. You know what I mean? He was like Samson Delilah.
Right.
Here, Delilah was tying him up, and he was telling Delilah all sorts of lies.
Ah, you're going into the spiritual side.
Yeah, no. I'm just drawing an example.
Fine,
you know, you're telling Delilah all sorts of lies. If you tie me up with some green wines, I'll go weak, and I won't be able to, so weak I can't fight nobody. She going through the same thing when he went to sleep, when he wake up, and he had to kill those guys to get rid of them.
Right.
And guess what? He was stupid enough to go do the same thing again.
Right.
So he finally reaches his fate, his end.
Right.
That same thing killed him. The same thing with Pete Rose.
How old do you think Pete Rose is right now?
He should be 79, 70,
yeah, something 70, in, that 70,
in that neighborhood.
Right.
But now, see, he can fall together and say as much as he wants to. He can look back and blame. He got to blame his own self.
Right.
You're the one that when he was creating a legend, you're the one that messed up and gambling, doing sort of things like a young jitterbug. You know, like a young jitterbug, he got a good record.
Yeah.
That's like Michael Vick. Yeah, you're on a $40 million contract, and he's gambling like a little dog, like a little five-year-old kid. You're gambling over dogs. And he hopped under a $40 million contract. And the money he's gambling for, I'm sure was no darn $2 or $3 million. He's a chump change what he's gambling for. It's just that he couldn't get rid of his strong childhood, like Pete Rose.
Right.
When he was creating his legend,
right.
He was over there gambling and counting out stuff. The man said, I'm sure people are saying, what you doing, man? You're a legend. You're going out in the Hall of Fame. Get away from that darn stuff. Leave that stuff for later on.
Right.
You couldn't talk to him.
I know.
So he finally dig his own grave. So
right.
What is he crying about?
Well,
he dig his own grave.
This is the weird part about Pete Rose, too. What you just said was correct, and he had a large, weird network going on inside the dugout and in the stands to throw off these gambling cues to these guys. Plus, here comes the difficult part. Even if you're putting in a certain pitcher who's good or bad on the mound, you're still not guaranteed to throw the game or have success. So it almost comes down to a weird spiritual effect. Pete Rose has to gamble the game in regard to who he's putting in the game that he thinks is going to be awful or great. Now, if you think somebody's going to be awful, it's a possibility they're not going to be awful. They're going to be striking out people. So you're like gambling to a gamble against a gamble inside of a gamble. It gets complex. But he did this so often that he actually gambled enough winning against the negative and the positive. And he said to the audiences and he said to his family, I didn't know how to stop the urge that was within him. It was either dysfunctional or intent. Do you think it was dysfunctional or intent?
I can believe it was intent because he didn't seek no help.
All right.
He never tried to seek professional help also. Right. If he had a gambling problem, he could seek professional help.
Right.
Number one.
With the money he's got.
And number one, he was not no 21, 22-year-old when all of this took place.
Right.
He was fully grown.
Right.
So, I mean, you're already over the hill. You know what it is. I mean, come on. I'm not saying like, you know, you hooked on to it so bad you can't put yourself away.
Mm-hmm.
Like you see Houston, Bob Marley and all that.
Yep.
They take the drugs until they kill them.
Right.
And they was up in age, they had enough time to, hey man, I'm a grown man, it's time to put that away. Whatever it takes to put that away, I'm gonna do it. Give me some help. Give me some psychiatry, give me some any kind of help. Let me get this thing out of my system. He just hang it in until it destroys him.
Yeah.
He was hooked on to it. I believe he was really hooked on to it. I believe there's something he enjoyed doing. Because when he was caught, he didn't really show no great remorse. He didn't apologize to nobody. He just say, well, that's just the way it is. You know,
he eventually got to the apologies, but it was so far down the line, we couldn't tell if he was apologizing to still stimulate the minds of the people in the Hall of Fame to get him in, or he was feeling this conflict going on inside of his body. We want you to text us right now. Tell us your thoughts on this. Area code 516-300-2468 and the studio line for bbsradio.com to talk to us live on the air is 1-888-627-6008. And the radio show is brought to you by Guaranteed Detox at 1-866-490-3992 and the Guaranteed Airline, the Guaranteed Not to Drop the Plane Out of the Sky. Whether you're 12,000 feet or 52,000 feet up in the air, 1-800-811-3471. Want to promote some shows here on the bbsradio.com network? Coming this Friday, tomorrow, 8 p.m. Pacific time till 9 p.m. Pacific Coast time, Dare to Dream. Also on this coming Saturday at 10 a.m., Randy Robix will be on the air. This is all Pacific Coast time. Sunday, this coming Sunday at 7 p.m. when people are around the cell phone devices and the tablet devices, will be Let's Find Out. Our Gmail address is jjeff2954@gmail.com. Don't you hate when a car pulls up in front of you when facing itself?
I know.
That always scares me. It's like what undercover agent is inside the car. It always scares me. Okay, so that's what we're looking at out here. This is the Jeff, Mike, two undercover guys at the homeless mission here. It's being marketed as two guys going undercover. Now, we're at the homeless mission here, and something very, very strange happened yesterday. I want to throw this in.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I want to throw this in. I want to get your take on this, too. There's a couple of guys. We're not going to name names here at all, but something weird was going on. When I was talking to these guys about the festivities that were going on today, and nobody would answer me at all.
Uh-huh.
Now, I could see one guy who just didn't have the correct information, but all the guys didn't have the correct information, and they were all, like, challenging me to try to figure out how to get the information. Now, do you think it's some kind of a human experiment in behavior going on here, which I think it partly is, or do you think something else is going on?
No, I think this is a human behavior going on. I don't believe something else is going on. You see, a lot of people is all fired up today with what's going on, the society, inflation, and all the corruption going on today. some people just they don't know what to say, they don't know what to do anymore, and there's someone don't trust nobody anymore. Yeah. So it could just be like it's more like a human problem. It's not a human error or nothing like that. It's just the people around today, you know, so a lot of them out of jobs, a lot of them, they can't meet their dreams or their goals and all that, and they're just stuck up. You know, they don't want to talk to nobody, they don't want to this and they don't want to that.
Yes.
So I don't believe it's something strange going on. I believe it's just natural, you know. So a lot of people, you know, the way things going on today, people have a tough time trying to accomplish their achievements and trying to reach their goal in life, and they're not where they want to be in life. And that can make a body stuck. That can make a person stuck up. They don't want to talk to anybody. They don't want to have nothing to do with nothing. They didn't have a good marriage. They never get to having a nice house on the river, and they never get to really meeting the person they really love and want to enjoy life with. A lot plays a role also, you see.
Yes. Now, I believe he may be partly or mostly correct in what I'm saying, but I also have been looking at human behavior for 38 years. I've been with a lot of psychologists around this country looking at their programs, and to me it all comes down to the good, the bad, the ugly, either dysfunctional or intent. And dysfunction means your brain is turning off and you have no idea what you're saying as far as anything being good or fantastic, or you have no idea what you're saying that might be intent at evil. Your brain just shuts down and all sorts of weird behavior comes out. And of course, the other side of the dysfunction, no dysfunction, and it's intent at being good and intent at being evil to yourself and somebody else. So I'm very much into that mix of trying to figure this out so I know how to deal with the people that are around me and how not to deal with them too, to get away from them or to still do some kind of a compromise. Now, if anything like this is going on in your life, we need to hear from you on the text line telephone number, which is 516-300-2468, and the studio line for talk radio station number 1, which we're on right now, is 1-888-627-6008. Go take a look at the gas, take a look at the cell phone, how we're doing on the cell phone power. It's 100%. I was talking to you about this a while ago too, that the batteries go down very, very quick on cell phones.
I don't know.
Now, I also told you that after a certain amount of cell phones that were manufactured, all the parts inside were new and were very good. Now the cell phone companies are admitting that they're giving us used parts.
Yes.
From which year do you think this has been going on?
No, I think it's going from the very beginning. That's why they have a collection of collecting a lot of old cell phones.
Yeah.
You turn the cell phone out, and if you turn in your cell phone, you get so much. And a lot of these are department stores like Walmart, and if you bring a cell phone, they give you $50 for it. If it's alive and all that.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do with your cell phone? They turn your cell phone back into this manufacturer for them to take parts and reuse them. I mean, what else you would be asking for these cell phones for? They buy cell phones.
Right.
At Walmart, you go to cell phone, put your cell phone in the machine. If it's any good, what kind of thing, they give you $40. If it's expensive, $40. iPhone, they give you $50 or $60 for it. So why are you buying these things? For what? What's useful for you?
Right.
No, they take it. They can give it back to the manufacturer, and the manufacturer could give them some money for it. They take the parts over they think can use again.
For what?
See, a lot of make.
What do you mean they're using it for?
No, they make brand new phones.
Brand new phones.
Because some of the parts are what you would call unusable. You could go on for life. That's like the car battery one time ago could last as long as 50 years. That's when they used to put what you call the board cells.
Yeah.
They make the cells of the board. Now they make them out of metal.
Yeah.
Because they make them metal and go quick. The board cell will last forever, 50 years.
What was the word you just used? What was it? Bob?
The battery. Car batteries.
Okay,
batteries. They used to use. They used to put ball cells in the beginning.
Ball cells.
I mean, balls. The cells made out of ball wood. I say wood cells.
Wood.
Yeah, wood cells. See what happened? The wood cell will last as long as 50 years because I knew a guy who's working one of these battery factories.
Ah!
He used to work there. And he told me all about it.
Ah, so, 50 years is supposed to work.
Yeah, but see, they had to stop that. Because you'll never go. They had to put metal inside. See, this is most manufacturers you're looking for. Something that's going to go quick. Something that what you would call diminish real quick to put inside the phone.
Yeah.
Now, these used parts that you're putting inside the phone again, you got to be careful of them. They could be tampered so it can go faster. You can buy a new phone. That's what I believe.
Okay.
Because every year they want you to buy a new phone.
Every year
they come up with some sort of gimmick on the phone so you can buy a new phone.
Every 3 months.
You must throw your phone and get a new phone, you see.
Every 3 months they're telling us to get a new phone, which is like repetition, rendition, quick. I mean, quick. I can't even keep up with most of this. And they're telling me that my cell phone, well, your processor is very slow because we're using used parts, and you don't have new parts, even though we're telling you it's new parts, and we're selling it to you as new parts. It's not happening. I think we have a little tone here. Let me check my text line right now to see if anybody's trying to get a hold of us. No. Mr. Producer, was that a signal for a call coming into the studio, or did I just hear my own phone go and talk to me? All right. Yeah, we get so many downloads on all these cell phones, too. Yeah, go ahead. Check out what you need to check out. My undercover buddy here, Mr. Mike, is going to look undercover-wise right now of some behavioral status that's going around the mission right now. And he approaches people very nicely. He's very friendly. Starts to talk to them about Happy Thanksgiving, and they're still giving out food down here at the mission for the homeless people and for other people in the area. So he's picking up some food, picking up some water right now. How is your Thanksgiving going, Mr. and Mr. Audience? What are you doing? Are you sharing food with each other for your families and for your neighborhood? Tell us what you're doing. Give us a call here in the studio.
This is Don. You know, welcome to the network. It's great having you with us, Jeff. Truly is. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. I hope you have a fantastic Thanksgiving this evening. Good eats, especially.
Ah, is this a caller or is this my producer talking to me?
This is one of the producers. I figured I'd get on since you were asking.
Good.
Yeah, you told me that maybe I should just pop in. I figured I'd pop in unexpectedly.
Very good. What are you eating, fast food today, or are you having somebody prepare your food today?
Well, we're actually having what they call your traditional turkey dinner. Stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, peas, chicken, turkey. Yeah.
Very good. And who in the family is cooking it, if you don't mind me asking you?
Well, my wife is actually cooking the meal. Yeah,
Very good.
Yeah, I've been with her since 1994, and every Thanksgiving is better than the next. So she cooks a great meal. Thank you. Thank you.
Very good. Now, we just have we got a bunch of people here around the network. Everybody looks at each other around the mission, the Miami mission. They're always wondering who's talking to who. It's an interesting place for information and for watching behavior here, too. The Thanksgiving thing is something I think that should be happening every single day in America, because the community starts to feel energized and people start talking to each other more. They start giving each other what they need more, whether it be food, whether it be clothing, whether it be something else to do with the holiday referendums that are going on in the United States. I think that's why the tradition of Christmas and New Year's Eve becomes something that's very balanced and very agreeable to most people in this country. People start to get along with each other easier on these particular days. And if it was happening every single day, if we could actually figure out in America how to do that without making it a run-down or de-energized holiday, I think this country and the 352 million people that are in it would get along much, much better socially and business-wise, too.
I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, you noticed it, Mr. Producer, back in the 1950s and 60s and 70s, this was happening every couple of days in this country. Do you remember that?
Well, you know, I remember there was a lot more celebration, a lot more celebration. It seems they're reducing the celebratory days down to a minimum, maybe. But, yeah, I enjoyed my youth a lot, and I see the youth growing up today. I kind of feel sad for them.
What years were your formative years that you were into music, you were into school, you were doing whatever you were doing?
Well, you know, my most formidable years were probably out of high school, maybe a little in high school, out of high school, into those college years. You know, quite a learning curve. I worked with my father, my brother, and I, and it was a horrendous learning curve. We were thrown into, I guess, let's just call it high finance, and we weren't ready for it. You know, we were young, we were naive, full of vip and vinegar, and you know, we shot ourselves in the foot many times. Doug and I were just too young to take on those roles, and it was very, very difficult time for us. Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Are you guys like completely identical twins, or is there some difference physicalities and behavior wise?
Oh, yeah. If you knew us, you could tell us apart. My brother's about an inch and a half, 2 inches taller. He looks a little bit different. We sound the same, but we are fraternal. If you didn't know us, you would think we're identical. We look that similar that we can't tell even our younger pictures apart. So we do look almost identical, which is odd for fraternal twins. Yeah.
That's very, very, very interesting, and it is odd too. Now, when you say you guys are a couple inches taller or shorter than each other, what's your height?
Oh, I'm 5'4.5". He's like 5'7".
5'4" and 5'7".
Maybe, or maybe he's 2.5 inches taller. Yeah, yeah, he's a little bit taller. Yeah.
What's your foot size, Mr. Producer?
9.5 to 10. I think Doug's is 10.5.
What's your foot size, Mr. Mike? Mike? Size 9.5. Now, Mr. Producer, I'm telling you, my foot size is 6.3, and I'm 5'6", and I'm 62 years of age. Take a wild guess, Mr. Producer. Can I find a shoe or a sneaker in America based on the market that you know?
Gosh, you know, luckily I don't buy shoes. I wear boots. I wear cowboy boots. I buy, like, I have 2 pair, and that's all I wear. Otherwise, I wear slippers. You won't catch me often in shoes. I do have a pair of Dax dress shoes, 1 pair. That's it, black. That usually suits any formal attire requirements I need. But otherwise, I'm usually in boots or slippers. So I don't know much about getting shoes.
All right, well, I'll give you my information again. I'm 62. I have a 6.3 size foot. I'm 5'6". Now, give me your analysis. Is it tough for me to find any shoe store or any sneaker store to be able to fit me comfortably?
Gosh, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Come on, answer the question.
I'll take a guess. Yeah, it's maybe probably difficult for you.
99% difficult. Nobody's marketing this type of shoe size any longer.
Yeah, we're in the minority, us short people.
Yeah, he's got a big foot, and you got a big foot too. I mean, I don't understand this between you two. Now, what do I do? Tell me what to do.
Well, get a foot extension.
Go to the shoe factory. What did you say, Mr. Producer?
Yeah, I said maybe try a foot extension.
Foot extension? You mean get it like an artificial foot going? What are you saying?
Yeah, you know, maybe a heel extender or something, you know? I don't know.
All right. Now, this is interesting because I've been talking to these shoe manufacturers overseas, and they've been telling me, stay away. We don't like what this is sounding like. You got a 6.3 foot, 5'6", and you're 62. You're out of the market. There's no market for you. So
yeah, that's a small foot. That's like very small.
Very small.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, you would think me talking like this, I would provoke a text at this point. Somebody calling, texting in saying, hey, this is my foot. I think you got a stunted DNA or something. Somebody text me, will you please? 516-300-2468. Here's a strange story for the both of you. I'm at a radio station in Tampa, Florida, and nobody's calling into the show. I don't
give it. No, it's Thanksgiving.
No. I'm talking about other times.
Oh, okay.
And what I do with an intro in the beginning of the show and at the end of the show, I talk just before the news comes in, and I do a little hip-hop with my voice to get in between the bumper to the news. You, Mr. Producer, you know what I'm talking about. Finally got a phone call with a guy saying to my producer in the studio, why is he talking just before the news? Why am I talking? To trigger your subconscious for you to call up. That's what it takes sometimes.
Right, hey, good people. You hear that, good people? Are you calling in? It's toll free, 888-627-6008. That is toll free, and it's free on Skype if you just Skype BBS Radio PR, as in premier. So BBS Radio PR, one word, or call us toll free, 888-627-6008. And if you're overseas, well, you can go to the website at bbsradio.com or dial us 323-744-4831. Call in now. Operators are standing by.
Thank you, Mr. Producer. We're on talk radio station number one here. Now, this is a very sensitive issue. You and I were talking about this the other day, about Johnson & Johnson and the asbestos that they're putting in the baby powder that was sprinkled all over you and me many, many moons ago. So, I'm thinking that it's evil genius within this to be able to manufacture a cancer-causing agent inside the baby powder that doesn't erupt into the body to cause the cancer cells to come up for years and years and years. What's that? No, we got nothing. Sorry, guy. Sorry about that. That's one of the people here at the mission that were asking me for some money. I have no idea why. I mean, I could have been an undercover cop, too, right? Okay. We don't give out names of these people at all. We've got to protect the innocent, the guilty, and everything else. So, Johnson & Johnson, what do you think their game was on this? I know you're going to mix in a whole bunch of theory to do with money and hurting people or not hurting. But what do you think was going on with this?
Well, like anything else, they probably done an experimentation of it, and they use it. They feel like it would enhance or improve the product. Because they probably done it before and they saw that it loses its power, it loses its strength, or probably diminishes. So we were looking for something else to keep the odor up, and you know, so it wouldn't die away. Like
you said,
like,
the odor,
the odor powder. Because you see, what happened is that. And most products today, just like food today, and most food today, the reason why all this preservatives have come about because they trying to find something that's going to keep the food fresh until it gets to you. Mm. So what in most products, products and materials, whatever it may be, whether it be cologne, whether it be food, whether it be in drink, they're always looking for, they're looking for preservatives or something that's going to keep it up until it gets to you.
Now,
they would keep the odor, just like in the food supermarket, the same thing. That's why there's so many preservatives in the food. They're trying to keep it smelling good and looking good until it gets to you. Now, you really believe that they just deliberately putting this preservative in the food. Believe me, it's to enhance it, it's to improve it, and it's to help it, to make it a better product. And to make a long story short, they want to make a better product. So what they can do, they look around, they get guys looking around, hey, try to find something else that can keep this thing smelling good until it gets to the customer.
Interesting. Now, you and I were talking about this the other day. Now, the Johnson & Johnson baby powder is looking white. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, of course. Yes, yeah, I agree with that 100%. It's just, see, that stuff they put inside the asbestos, believe me, it's really to improve it. Why they call it, mostly to preserve it or to enhance it. So they probably done an experiment before. See, all of these products they put on the market today, there's experimentation takes place first, right? A lot of times they create a product, but they see somehow, if they keep it for a while, hey, man, it lost its taste, it lost its smell and all that. We got to find something that's going to keep the smell and keep it up until it gets to the customer, so until it gets to the consumer. So what I really believe is that the specialists are putting that literally to help it, to preserve it, and to keep it good, and to probably make it stronger.
Okay, but they got the problem with the cancer causing side.
I know they can't care less about that,
but this is what they've done. Now, asbestos, now tell me if I'm wrong, that's a white-looking substance. You've done building material.
Yeah, see, now, of course, it's very dangerous also. It's extremely dangerous. And what happened is that, like I say, when it comes to products and food and stuff like that, people today, they don't look at our human safety. They look at profits. So whatever it takes to keep that pure and smelling good until it gets to the consumer, they're going to do it.
Now,
I don't care whether, I mean, that's the way it is today. We'll be liking it or what. I don't care.
Yes,
Just like how they put formaldehyde inside meat.
Right.
They put steroids inside chicken.
Yeah.
They put, I put the steroids inside chicken. They put nitrate inside the hot dogs and all that. They keep it to preserve it. This is most of the preservatives is what they put. They're looking for something that can put, that can, that's going to keep it strong and safe until they get to you.
Right.
That's really what it is. I mean, you know, it's not really intentionally.
Well,
if they're looking more for the, they're looking about, they're trying to protect your profits. They're trying to make money. So if I come up with something good today and they say, hey, man, by the time these trees are customers, man, this thing has lost its taste. That done lost this and lost its drive. So we got to find something that's going to, keep the taste, going to keep the old until they get the consumer, whatever it is.
Okay,
they're going to put it in.
Yes. Now, my take on this is they're experimenting with us to do with good health and bad health. And asbestos just happens to look like that Johnson & Johnson baby powder. They're not claiming that they weren't doing this ominous, dangerous behavior. They're not claiming that they weren't. They're being silent about it, but the reports have come out recently. And this comes down to something, again, which is very, very conflicting and also very experimental, too. These people are evil geniuses behind the mixture of the asbestos and the Johnson & Johnson baby powder to be able to manipulate it to show up in people's bodies now to work with the red and the white blood cells. It's coming up now as cancer cases. Now, how much of an engineering base do you think you, the audience, would have to go into this to know that I got sprinkled by it when I was a kid, you got sprinkled by it when you were a kid, my parents weren't trying to hurt me, your parents weren't trying to hurt you, but they're coming out with cancer cases now. It's all in the engineering of this, and they're absolute evil geniuses on knowing how to engineer the asbestos side to the cancer side of the Johnson & Johnson baby. Now, give us a call in the studio at 1-888-627-6008. Give us your take on this. And you can also hit us with a text at 516-300-2468. Now, I think one of the solutions on what to do with all this, well, is there's a lot of pressure that could be put on the interplay of the Congress and the Senate and having special interests go in there and try to get this batted down, get some kind of a law going. There's also a way of doing this by law, by going to court. There's also a way of doing this, which nobody really seems to know how the law goes on this, to do with citizens' arrests of these evil people that are putting this together. Now, I contacted many lawyers around the country on how to do this legally, and I'm talking legal. I'm not talking about doing any illegal steps of actually finding these people legally and doing some kind of citizen's arrest. And it is complicated. Now, you're from a law side, too. What do you know about doing something like this as a citizen's arrest? I'll tell the audience, too, but what do you know about it?
Well, doing a citizen's arrest or something like that, it never worked because, see, first of all, the original people who started this, let that have gone. No telling how many times Johnson's and Johnson were sold. They don't announce this on the air. So this is the reason why they are doing this. The original people probably would never admit this. So no telling how many times a company was sold. And they know definitely you can't pinpoint no kind of disease in the body that comes from that powder it was using. They know you can't pinpoint it. So to take them in the court is a waste of time. You have no evidence. I mean, they don't want to admit it. But can you as a citizen pinpoint an exact cause of this powder? I mean, nobody can do that. Nobody, they know you can't do that.
To a jury or to a
no,
judge.
You can't. It's very, very difficult.
Very difficult.
They're very difficult. Not only that, see what happened. These are the first, like I said, Johnson and Johnson was sold so many times. All
How many
companies.
Times was it sold?
I don't know. Nobody knows. They keep it. A lot of companies keep it a secret. Some of the companies come wide open with it. Johnson and Johnson sold, I believe, said 4 or 5 or 6 times. So these people who admit, why would they admit it knowing they could be vulnerable for a lawsuit?
Yeah, now
so I believe these are honest people that discover what was going on all the while,
uh-huh.
And they decided to let the public know so you could choose something else. So the people who originally done this were doing this already died and gone.
Okay.
That's what I believe.
Now, I was born in 1958. What year were you born in?
I
give a roundabout year. You don't have to tell the audience exactly how.
No, I was 58.
Okay, he was born 60-something. I'm born 1958. Think about this, people. My mother and father were putting that baby powder on me, and they thought they were doing a very big, healthy routine for me. Now, I have not come down with any cancer yet, but other people have. It's 1958 to 2019 is how many years? It's 2019 plus 42. That's a lot of years. So in order to pull this thing off, the designers of the mixture of the asbestos to the baby powder itself, which is good and healthy, they have to do some kind of an incredible twisting and turning to do with infraternal computer maxing and matrix to get this as a disease and a cancer-causing agent. It hasn't come up in me yet. Hasn't come up in you. You're still very healthy, right?
Yeah, but like I say, you know, it's, they know that you that this company that owned it, that company in charge of our who own Johnson & Johnson now. Why would anybody put them make themselves vulnerable for a lawsuit? The reason why they try to put a stop to it, they try to take this thing away from it, and they discover what's going on in it all the while, and they say, hey, man, we got to stop. We got to let the public know what's going on. So what I believe, right from my heart, I believe that these people are who own Johnson & Johnson right now are honest people, and they want this stuff to be taken out, and they want you to make the public aware of it, and they don't, I mean, they know that, first of all, before they open them out, they know that ain't nobody can really pinpoint them. You can't pinpoint no sickness, no disease, say, but that comes from that part, that comes from the powder. They know nobody can do that.
Okay.
Some food and some disease, you can do that, but not this particular powder, because like I say, you know, I mean, how can you show that the public or show a jury that this cancer comes from this powder here? Because the jury going to say, well, do you ever see any doctor or any scientist have ever told you that this the particular disease or cancer comes from this kind of powder? No, then maybe you can't do this. So what I believe this company, I believe whoever owns Johnson & Johnson right now is trying to make the public reveal that, hey, don't use this no more, or this is what we got in, or we got to take it out or something like that. Why would you leave this stuff vulnerable? Why?
Well, let me ask you something. Who do you think owns Johnson & Johnson right now?
No, I believe that, I don't know who owns it, but you never hear the name of owners. I know very seldom hear the owners of big companies when they sold. But sometimes they'd be foreign companies, sometimes they'd be that's a group of ordinary bankers or so like that. It could be anybody, and they just don't want to get involved. You know, but I believe whoever in charge of it now are honest people, because we should have heard something like this a long time ago.
You're thinking on the optimistic side.
Yeah, I believe they just want to either make you aware of it or make you stop from using it. Because why would you mess yourself up? Because the minute you say something like that, people are going to stop from using it. They're going to stop from buying Johnson & Johnson.
You would think even their stock and their marketing...
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So whoever owned this, they ain't taking the risk. They just want to be truthful and honest. Say, man, you don't want to mess somebody up like the rest of the company. They never tell nobody, but we in charge now. We can let people know what's going on. Because they have to remake the product, remake the product over and over. So they see what is being used. They see the formula. So, hey, man, this formula is asbestos. We can't afford to put this no darn powder.
Right.
So that's what I believe. I believe they're trying to be honest to the public. I believe they're trying to make the citizen aware that, you know, not get yourself in trouble or don't put your help on the table. That's all to it.
Right. Now, Johnson & Johnson has been around for a trillion years to my audience here. Give us a text. Tell us your take on all this. Tell us what you think the solution is. 516-300-2468. This starts to remind me, I'm getting a voice inside my head now to do with the fluoride treatments. Those fluoride treatments were supposed to be the miracle world cure for everything to do with whatever you conceive to be God and whatever you conceive to be Jesus. Yeah, I know. I can see the time. That was supposed to be the miracle, the wonderful miracle cure for the teeth inside the gums and everything else. Turns out that the fluoride treatments were poisonous, and they were doing behavioral modification research on how we reacted to that. All my teeth are gone because of the fluoride treatment. Now, my parents were very, very good parents, and they were under the impression they were doing the best for us, too. It turns out that the fluoride treatment was one of the worst experiments in the history of the country. Most people's teeth went down the tubes and went down the drain. So is there something that could be relied upon as something that's super good for the body? You give us a call right now at area code 1-888-627-6008. Text line telephone number is 516-300-2468. Now, you're giving me your hand right here. What are you thinking about? Is the perfect product inside the body?
How do you mean, like,
For the body, something to do with the mouth, something to do with the colon.
What do you mean to clean the teeth?
clean the teeth.
Oh, if you clean the teeth, you want to make sure your teeth is clean. First of all, you use purified water. You can use the ashes to clean it. You use salt water a long time ago. Everybody used ashes from wood.
Right.
That clean it. That didn't clean, but that gives the teeth pretty, get pretty white, get it pretty white and keep it clean and keep the mouth fresh and everything. But like I said, even if you take some lemon and put inside the mouth when you finish cleaning teeth and anything, but of course all the different fluoride is chemical.
Yeah.
We all know this. We all watch your teeth. Yeah, bleach and watch your teeth.
Right.
So that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I say, people looking for something that gonna work real good. They don't care. Like I say, go back to what I said a few minutes ago. Everybody looking for something that gonna work real good and work fast for the public. So if it takes putting anything in it that gonna harm you, they're gonna do it.
I know.
They're looking at profits, my friend. They're everybody looking at all these manufacturing companies and big corporations looking at profits.
Profits.
Believe me.
And weird profits too.
See, they can care less about your health.
Yeah, probably. You're correct on that too. I'll be listening for my producer to tell me how many more minutes left in the show. We're talking about 9/11 also, the weirdest, strangest, mixed up, complex inside job in the history of this country. Came down to the following. These guys were in college around 1976. They read something in these spiritual books or the Bibles that triggered them to put together these plans to bring down the towers in New York City. It was not hijacked planes that hit those towers. It was UFO technology. Very strange day. I think our government was showing off to itself UFO technology, and it was also showing off to the media how the media could be controlled, all in lieu of doing a warlike scenario on our own people. A video came out from the FBI that showed no plane, no missile hitting the Pentagon, just a military bomb going off inside the Pentagon. And also there's videos about what really hit the first tower. It's called the Fireman's Video, and that shows a special military drone plane hitting it. So you give me your take on 9/11, the inside job, by giving us a call in the studio, and the studio telephone number is 1-888-627-6008, and the text line telephone number is 516-300-2468. And when we're off the air, when our producer gives us the windup of 1 minute left, to contact us off the air is jjeff294@gmail.com. You want to say something?
Well, first of all, 9/11 was set up by this country. Everybody knows that now. I mean, the radios, two towers came down, the twin towers came down. Mm-hmm. They were wired from the bottom. Now, if anybody knows demolition,
yes,
you know it was, I mean, you know, it was wired from the bottom.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
See, 9/11 was so fakey. I mean, the Bush them done a bad job. They done a horrible job. Not only they fake it, but they done a sloppy job.
Sloppy job.
I mean, even the bum in the street could have done, see that it was a done, it was a fake. It was 9/11 was not real.
It's very complex.
You know what I mean? I mean, anybody could figure it out because, first of all, those planes, if the planes exist for truth, they were, as long as they were flying, Norcos, the security fighter jets, were supposed to would go after jets that's flying below the limit.
Right.
They would chase off of those jets and order them to stop.
Yeah.
They don't stop. They were shooting down. Norco was nowhere to be found.
Nowhere.
You know, nobody found on this jet was flying that down low. You know what I mean? And not only that, and not, when they began. You see, Bin Laden was hired by the Bush administration as a front.
Yes.
But the man had really nothing to do with 9/11. He was hired by them, he was Sanders' man.
Nothing.
He had nothing to do. He was just hired as a front man.
As a front.
You know what I mean? The man had nothing absolutely to do with 9/11.
Oh.
Believe me, he's just.
What'd you say? We got 1 minute left, Mr. Producer?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, to get a hold of us after this show is done, the email address remains intact, jjeff2954@gmail.com. And remember the sponsors for the show, the Detox, Guaranteed Detox, I mean guaranteed here, 1-866-490-3992. Guaranteed Airline will not fall out of the sky at all. 1-800-811-3471. Tell them you heard about it on the show here. And, of course, our contact information is available to you 24/7, 365 days a year. There is nobody on terrestrial and internet radio that makes themselves available like me and you. And we continue to do that 24/7. 365 days a year. We do it when I'm not even, when I'm sleeping, when I rarely sleep, we make ourselves available all the time. You can call us on it too. If you ever try to contact us and we're suddenly not available and we don't return your phone call, your text, or your email in, let's say, 20 minutes to 22 minutes, I'll pay your mortgage. How's that as a promo? You don't think I'm going to do it, do you? No, I can see the way you're looking at me right now. I will do that. That means I'm available every 22 minutes during the day, and I don't sleep at all, so I'm available for you. Again, the text line telephone number is 516-300-2468. The email address is J for Joyce, E Edward, F Frank, 2954 at gmail.com. And also, if you have something else to say for any solutions of anything that we just brought up here, you give us the solutions and we're going to put it out into the communities up and down the East Coast, from West Coast to East Coast, from North to South. We're putting out the solutions. It's not like we're doing this once every couple of months putting out the solutions. We do it every single day. And have you noticed that I've been talking this way every single day since you met me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm not joking about this. I'm actually living this. I'm living it every single day. I'm living it every single minute. Some people, I say I work way too much. But, hey, I'm putting it out there. And we're trying to get the communities back into a very, very healthy situation so that business and the social system can take off, can be balanced, can be in a positive direction for the rest of our lives. What age do you want to live to? Fast here. We're closing out. What age?
100.
100. That's
Reborn,
it.
I mean, reborn. Now, but it depends.
Okay. He says 100. That's interesting. I like to live to between 118 to 135. And if you look into all the spiritual books in the world, God, whatever God really is, did not create us to die at 68 to 75 to 92. It's supposed to be into the higher, low 100s. So everybody shoots for that in the way that we're talking about. Take good care of yourself. Take good care of yourself emotionally, psychologically, physically, too. And, Mr. Producer, what do we have about, I assume we got 6 or 7 seconds left. Tell me what we got left. Just a few seconds. Tune in again to our radio TV show, Two Guys Who Go Undercover, and you give us any information about what type of next show we could do by text, by email, by phone. Adios. Thank you, Mr. Producer.